Encores from the Bell Telephone Company. Our program tonight has a special nostalgia for me, since it recalls a wonderful singer, a loyal friend, and an artist of rare integrity, the late Nelson Eddy. Nelson appeared with me 26 times on the Telephone Hour, and while he sang every conceivable type of music, from opera to pops, I think our audiences were happiest when he came to one of those big-throated American ballads he loved so well. Here's one of them to start us off, The Song of the Open Road.
When the sun's gone high and the blue of the sky and the wind from the west is strong, when your eyes are bright and your heart is light and your soul is filled with a song, oh, oh. So it's home to the open road, my lad, it's home for the life that's free, to the land of love.
Nelson Eddy was born into a musical family. Both his parents were singers. And as a boy, he sang in the choirs and as soloist in several churches in his native Rhode Island. Perhaps for this reason, he never lost his affection for simple homespun tunes and such nostalgic ballads as this next one called The Hills of Home.
River and for lake.
Before we hear Nelson Eddy singing an operetta classic, here's the Bell Telephone Orchestra playing one. Hours Holiday, a tune from Rudolf Frimmel's Katinka. Strong voice and rugged good looks, Nelson Eddy was a natural for the movies, and he started making them in about 1933. His first three pictures involved cameo appearances and really made very little impact on the public. The fourth one, however, teamed him with a pretty girl named Jeanette MacDonald, and the rest, as they say in Hollywood, is history. Here's Nelson to sing Victor Herbert's I'm Falling in Love with Someone from that very first MacDonald Eddy film, Naughty Marietta.
I have a very strange feeling I never felt before. Tis a kind of a grind of depression. My heart's acting strangely, it feels rather sore. At least it gives me that impression. My pulse has leaped madly without any cause. Falling in love with someone.
unfortunately all too brief list of shows that Vincent Eumanns left to us, certainly the most important, to my mind, was Great Day. Its title song was one of the best suited to Nelson Eddy's style of singing. More encores from the Bell Telephone Hour after this message. Before we return to Nelson Eddy, here's the Bell Telephone Orchestra with another fine melody by Victor Herbert, A Kiss in the Dark. Although Nelson Eddy made his greatest mark in the movies, he actually had built up a major career as a serious and highly successful concert and opera singer long before he went to Hollywood. Naturally, he retained his love for this music, and he continued working hard on the 6 or 7 languages he needed for it. And so it was that one of his most beautiful telephone hour performances was the glowing aria from Rachmaninoff's opera Aleko. The moon is high in the sky, and Nelson sang it in the original Russian.
My God. Christian fear. Oh, good you.
Rachmaninoff, the voice of Nelson Eddy. I'll be back after this word from your telephone company.
Just think, I could send my designs all over the world just like this.
Fashion designer Mary Quant, creator of the miniskirt.
Of course, we have telephones over in England, but I never dreamed you could do such wild things with them. You know, here in the States, you can actually send drawings, I mean pictures, right over the telephone system. To me, that's something else. Just think, I could send my designs all over the world just by picking up the telephone.
It isn't so much our telephones, Miss Quant. It's our network that links them together that makes the difference. The most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and instantly switch it to any of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawing, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
Your anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
Now for Monitor, next on most of these NBC stations.